One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Kilowatt, a podcast about electric vehicles, renewable energy, autonomous driving, and much, much more. My name is Bodie, and I am your host, and we are doing an experiment here at Kilowatt, and that experiment is basically I'm going to retire in 3 years. I have 3 years and just a few more months, and I'm every now and again, I try something out new on the show to see if I can do it. And it just so happens that on Friday, we talked about Tesla's earnings calls. And on Tuesday, we're going to talk about GM's earnings call. But we still have all this other EV and Tesla news that we're not discussing. So my plan is to take about 5 minutes and give you the news in roughly 5 minutes. This episode might be a little bit long. So Monday, 5 minutes. Tuesday, 22 minutes, whatever the earnings call ends up being. Wednesday, 5 minutes. Thursday, 5 minutes. And Friday, a normal show with news. And what I'm trying to test here, is this going to be easier for me on Friday by not having a bunch of news that I have to sort through because I took little pieces of it and chipped away at it. We'll see how it goes. I'll let you know on Friday if it's worth it or not. All right, let's go ahead and jump in here. You know, before we start, this episode's definitely going to be longer than 5 minutes. Before we start, we have a new Acast supporter. And if you support on Acast Plus, that's awesome. I don't get an email telling me that you've done that. So unless I go looking, I don't find out. So if you don't get a thank you from me, I apologize. But I want to thank Gio. I'm not going to say your whole email address here. But Gio, thank you so much for supporting the show. If you need anything, please let me know. Reach out to me. It's Bodie, B-O-D-I-E, at 918digital.com. All right, let's go ahead and jump into the news. CATL says that it has a new LFP battery cell that offers a range of 620 miles, and it can also add 370 miles of range in 10 minutes based on their internal lab testing. This isn't real-world testing. This is in a lab. But still pretty impressive. BYD, or Build Your Dreams, has confirmed that their new, yet-to-be-announced F-150 competitor will be called the Shark. We have some teaser pictures of a blacked-out vehicle, but it's a pickup truck. The article leaked some specs, but we'll go into specs after we've actually seen the official announcement because we only have 5 minutes and, people are often wrong about this stuff. VinFast has officially added 12 new auto dealerships in the United States. So just to be clear, they only had 6 auto dealerships before this. So that's a huge improvement to get from 6 to 18. So they have 2 in North Carolina, 1 in New York, 6 in Texas, 1 in Kansas, 5 in Florida, 1 in Connecticut, and 1 in Kentucky. So congratulations to VinFast. That's pretty big news for them. It's possible to lease an EV in Washington State for as low as $56 a month. Let's break that down. Washington State has a $9,000 point of sale incentive if you lease an EV for 3 years or more. That's great. If you want to buy the EV or lease it for 2 years, it's a $5,000 incentive. I'm not really sure why the $5,000 for the new EV purchases, but if you want to buy it, it's a $5,000 incentive. Or if you want to lease it for 2 years, it's $5,000 point of sale. These incentives can be combined with the $7,500 federal tax credit. So if you wanted to get a Toyota BZ4X, it's $56 a month. If you want a Hyundai Kona, it's $78 a month. Nissan Leaf, $87 a month. Honestly, I'm shocked the Leaf is more expensive than the Kona. Hyundai Ioniq 6, $93 a month. Great price right there. Subaru Solterra, $123 a month. Honestly, if you're looking at the Subaru, you might as well go with the Toyota. They're based on the same technology. Unless you really love Subaru and you really love paying $70 more a month for a car. And the Kia Niro Wind, which is $135. Now, I don't know which Hyundai Kona EV they're giving you for $78, but the Niro and the Kona are also pretty similar. So if you want to save yourself a little money, go with the Kona if you live in Washington State. All right, we're just over 5 minutes here, so I'm wrapping this up. According to Consumer Reports, Tesla has the lowest maintenance and repair cost of any brand. So it actually broke down the top 10 in the article that I read. I'm not going to read through all of those. I'm just going to tell you that Honda was number 10 and Tesla was number 1. So the 10-year cost total on average for the Honda vehicles were $5,835. And the 10-year cost on average for Tesla was $4,035. So, you know what? Honestly, pretty close when you average it over 10 years. I'll be honest with you. When you're actually paying for those bills, it feels like you spend a lot more. Let's see. This last and final article we're going to talk about, and I have to thank Allison Sheridan and Stephen for bringing this to Allison's attention so then she could bring it to my attention. Honda will be spending $11 billion to build EVs and battery packs in Canada. This is the single largest automotive investment in Canadian history. So here's how it breaks down. They're going to spend, $11 billion on four new manufacturing plants. One will be an EV plant that'll produce about 240,000 EVs a year. The other end, it will be a battery plant, which will produce 36 gigawatt hours of batteries per year. And then the remaining two will manufacture battery components. Right now, Honda has about 4,200 people they're employing in Canada. These new plants will employ an additional 1,000 people. So that'll bring their headcount to 5,200 employees in Canada. And then all of the extra jobs that are created around that. So overall, this is really good news. All right, everybody, this whole episode was supposed to be less than 5 minutes. It was 7 minutes and probably going to be 45 seconds by the time I end this. So I want to thank everybody for listening. I really appreciate it. If you have a question or you want to email me, it's Bodie, B-O-D-I-E, at 918digital.com. We also have a Patreon, which you can find all that stuff in the show notes. All right, everybody, thanks so much. Have a great day and listen to my new podcast, Beyond the Post. Link in the show notes.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences, whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run futuretools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.